Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the late, great Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers, who I'm sure are heartbroken because their leader's gone. 23 after the hour, we still remember him on this show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That's the new one. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. And chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. What else, Jeff?
Roadtripmojo.com. That's my latest adventure, where my wife and I and a buddy and I, take off and hit the road, to whether it's camping with my wife, whether it's music festivals with my buddy, and talking about the camping and road tripping and music festival experience. It's called glamping.
So check it out. I wish you wouldn't use that word anymore on the show anymore. Anyway.
Glamping, yeah, there you
don't
go.
Don't say it again.
We're hippies, not heathens, okay? So we have to ramp it up.
That's a matter
bit.
Of opinion. Hey, you know, Jeffrey, one last thing on the customer, extreme
sure.
customer service, they would call it today. You and I call it the school, just like you call it regular stuff. One of the things that I tell my employees is we love up our customers here within an inch of their lives.
Yeah.
We make them squeal. We give them so much service. We dump so much service on them, they squeal.
There you go.
You know, I mean.
And I got to tell you.
And it pays off.
Yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is when you do that, it's what's sad is when you do that, they're often surprised.
That's it.
You know, you want to get to the point where they're not surprised that Jim Blasingame or Jeff Zabar
right.
would do that. But when you do, you know, when I deliver something early, when I do something for a customer, you know, even with my writing, which is what I do, but when I deliver something, you know, early or on time, and wow, we're surprised it was early. I mean, on time is another issue where I hear, you know, customers say, man, the last ride we worked with, they were always a week or two late. I'm like, you accept that?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
on time is table stakes.
That's right.
I mean, meeting a deadline.
If it's on time, it's late.
Makes them smile.
Well, sometimes a customer will say, hey, Jim, I need a favor. And I say, yes. What's the question?
Right. There you go.
I may do that. You do that. You say, yeah, absolutely. Well, you don't know what it is. I don't care.
You know, you're not asking me to fix your kitchen sink. I'm sure
right.
it's within my bailiwick somewhere.
Well,
so
yeah, especially when you're talking, and you say that to customers you know who treat you fairly. You're
right.
not worried.
Right.
When you've got customers, you're not worried about where they're going to come across for you. Once you get that out of the way, now we've got Mount Everest levels of trust.
Right.
See, that's how you do it.
As we said, you know, you and I have been in business 30 years. You know, doing this on our own.
Yep.
And what's remarkable is that, that you learn this stuff. You come into it. You're a little older than I, and you came into this with a fair amount of corporate experience behind
yep.
you. So you saw
years.
How to do things right. You saw how to do things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how to what not to do when servicing customers. And so you learn it along the way,
yeah.
and hopefully it rubs off on those around you, and they come to expect.
Well, this is
you know,
this
good
is
from
something.
You
these are fundamentals the young folks could learn from us older folks. And I hope
there
they will. That's the reason why we talk about it.
Hey,
Jeffrey,
listen,
I want to shift horses. Tell us what you know
yep.
about the new iPhones.
Well, the new Apple recently, or I guess yesterday, announced their 11. Has a number of different innovations. It has what they're calling the A13 Bionic processor. It has new camera hardware and software. You know, there's discussions of whether they're going to actually bring back a USB port as opposed to their Lightning connection.
Really?
They're talking about that. It's been rumored. It's not out there yet.
I haven't used an iPhone in so long. I don't even know anything about them. I want to use.
I don't want to say my dig on iPhones, but you know that they are unique in the market that you can't just take a USB connector. You know, you go to someone's house. I forgot my charger. Do you have one? Do you use Samsung or do you use an Android? No. Sorry, pal, you're out of luck. You know, I mean, my whole family has.
Of course, I've also shown up with my Droid, and everybody was Apple users. The knock I have on Apple is they control how you use things too much, whereas the Droids give you more options in the application.
There are a lot of options. Yep.
That's my main thing. And go ahead.
Well, the Droid has options because it doesn't mean it has to be. There's not one manufacturer.
Right.
There's multiple manufacturers. Whereas Apple, it's take it or leave it.
And me being a nerd control enthusiast, I want more control. But the one thing I was talking to somebody, I heard somebody on television the other day say that when they got the 10, they got it right out of the launch. And they were sorry they did it because they hadn't worked all the bugs out. And she was saying what you and I've been saying for 20 years now is don't buy them when they launch them. Buy them a year late. Buy the new one a year later when they work the bugs out, right?
Well, I tell you what, there's a couple things. Whether it's software or hardware, let them work the bugs out. I had friends who were always, Apple used to have those lines as people would line up before dawn to be first to buy. I'm like, are you out of your mind? But, the other thing is, and what I do here is I wait a year, and then I buy it off the used market from a guy who runs a business buying new.
He calls himself frugal, ladies and gentlemen. We think he's tight, but who's quibbling?
Yeah,
hey, Jeffrey, I got to wrap it up.
There you go.
Good job today. Give us the websites again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and for kicks and giggles, RoadTripMojo.com.
And don't go there. Don't go there if you want to hear that. Unless you want to hear that word, see that word that he talked
that
about.
That word glamping. Is
don't
that
say
what it. Was?
Don't say it.
I won't say glamping anymore. God,
Jeffrey,
I hate that word. Glamping.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.